This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, Bible teaching ministry, and you can find us online at churchonline.com, but we spell that different. We spell it CHRCH because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, I'm thinking about work. Of course, I have work to do today. You may have work to do today. You may be at work. You may be going to work. But work is one of those things that definitely consumes our lives. And the problem is we have two ways really of thinking about work. Number one is work is a means to an end. Well, I got to pay the bills, so I've got to go to work. And we maybe think about work as a curse. We also think in terms of some people that work is all consuming. It is who I am. I define myself by my work. In other words, I live to work. So it's either I work to live or I live to work. But I want us to look in the Bible and see what is a biblical perspective about work. We have to go all the way back to Genesis to find where we first hear the word work in Scripture. Specifically, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "The Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to tend," or work, "and keep it." That word, tend and keep, literally means to work or watch over it. Now, the important part is this is Genesis 2, 15, before the fall. This is before the first sin. Work was always a part of the plan. It was always God's intention that an individual have some gainful thing to do with their lives. Adam, of course, tending the garden, watching over, being a steward of the garden that God gave him. So his work involved this thing that God gave him to do. And the reality is that wasn't a curse. Adam didn't have to do it to define who he was. He didn't say, "Well, I'm the tender of the garden." That wasn't who he was, and that wasn't what he was about. It also, the tending of the garden really wasn't necessary for him to live. Everything he needed was there, but that's part of the design that God gave us. I want us to see that the Bible teaches a third way. Work is actually worship. Now, that may sound strange. That may sound unfamiliar, but literally, I work as an expression of my worship to Christ. Now, where do I get that idea? Well, that's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. Listen to these words. Ephesians 6, 5 through 8. "Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eyesight as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. With goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he's slave or free." Do you hear the work ethic in those words? Now, it's hard for us because, I don't know, right off, we hear that word bondservant and we think slave, and it's like, well, I'm not a slave. But that last line, it says we're supposed to have the same attitude whether we are a slave or whether we're free. And specifically, it says a couple of things, not as men pleasers, not as people pleasers, not doing things for show, but instead doing the will of God from your heart. That's what should be at the heart of our work. And that sounds a whole lot like worship, doesn't it? Doing the will of God from your heart. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to, I don't know, do our work and sing hymns all day long. It doesn't mean that we do our work, you know, we report into our boss and we have this giant Bible tucked under our arms. You know, "I'm here if you need any biblical support. I am a Christian." You know, that's not the attitude. But it's the second part, doing the good, with goodwill, doing service to the Lord and not to men. That attitude, doing the will of God from your heart, doing whatever I do to the will, to the Lord and not to men. That is worship. Do you hear those words? In other words, worship comes from that reflection of our heart. Worship comes when we are praising God, but it also happens when we're doing this thing that God has given us to do and God has designed us to do. That is the proper way to think about my work. Another way, 1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat, whether you drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Do you hear those words? Doesn't matter whether I eat or drink. Now, of course, Paul is writing about those things that are, you know, clean things, unclean things, food sacrificed to animals. That's where the context is. But when you get into whatever you do, that's my work too, right? Everything I do it all to the glory of God. So the way we think about this, again, our work is the relationship, is the reflection of our relationship to Christ. My work is the reflection of my relationship to Christ. So I think about whatever I do today, wherever I'm going, whatever thing I'm engaged in, I'm doing it, as we said, to the Lord, not for men. And I'm doing it not to please people. Instead, it's the will of God from my heart. In other words, we think of where we are, wherever God has placed us, if that's in an office, a farm, wherever, we work from home, whatever the case may be, God has placed us as he placed Adam in the garden to do his work. God has placed us wherever we are. And we think of ourselves, I'm not just working here. You know, I'm a mechanic, I'm a truck driver, whatever we call ourselves. No, we say, I'm an ambassador for Christ. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God has placed us wherever he has placed us to be his ambassadors. And I'm going to do my job with the very best of my ability because I'm doing it for the Lord. But then I'm going to think of myself as an individual who is an ambassador right where I am, right in this company, right in this place. And how can I use that attitude and make my work worship to the Lord? It doesn't define who I am. It's not a means to an end. It's the way we think of everything that we do. We're going to do it all to the glory of God.